From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask me another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We have a great show for you. Four brilliant contestants are here to play our nerdy games. They're waiting backstage memorizing facts and, just in case, memorizing alternative facts. And our special guest is Zazie Beetz, who plays Vanessa on the Golden Globe winning show Atlanta. And the episode that's centered on her character has been hailed as particularly riveting, as it has an 8-minute-long scene of two female characters having real conversation with each other, which I both applaud and think, like, my God, it's 2017. Like, wow, what's next? Equal pay? We'll be talking to Zazie a little later in the show, but now let's meet our first two contestants. They'll play a game where we turn comedies into tragedies. And no, we're not reading today's news. First up, Evan Halperin on buzzer number one. You work in market intelligence for architecture and engineering firms. Welcome.
Hello.
That's the kind of job you can work from home.
I do work from home.
Okay, so what are some tips you can give people who want to work from home, but they're afraid that they will not be productive?
I guess one benefit is you don't have to wear pants.
Okay, yeah, that's that's one way to be productive.
I don't know if that actually helps your productivity, but
your opponent is Katie Williams on buzzer number two.
Hello.
You work at a small design company. Welcome.
Thank you.
Katie.
Yes?
You're 6 feet tall. I can tell from standing next to you. But you tell people that you're 5'12".
Yeah. Yep. 5'12 is like a lot more appealing, and it kind of catches people off guard.
So you were even a little embarrassed to tell your boyfriend how tall you were?
Yeah, so I met him on Tinder, which I know is a really bad thing now.
It's
like
it's
really
not
sketchy. Bumble is the thing now, but back in my day, Bumble didn't exist yet.
Yeah, back in my day, you sat at a bar and you looked at the closest person you could stand to look at. All right, Katie and Evan, the first of you who wins two of our games will move on to the final round at the end of the show. Let's go to your first game, Katie. Did you know you can take any comedy and turn it into a tragedy by saying the plot in reverse?
I do now.
Yeah, that's right. We're turning Judd Apatow into Darren Aronofsky.
For example, if I said a young boy becomes distant from his father and decides to spend all of his time with interlocking bricks, your answer would be the Lego movie.
Here we go. After falling in love with a coworker, a weatherman lives the same day over and over, becomes more and more of a jerk, and winds up alone. Evan.
Groundhog Day?
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
A foul-mouthed toy bear causes so many problems that its owner goes back in time to wish it would die. Katie.
Ted.
That's right.
Two dudes meet Neil Patrick Harris on the way home from their favorite slider joint and then stop smoking pot. What a lovely story. Katie.
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle?
Yes, that's right. Now that is a tragedy.
Yeah, it's a very sad story. Very sad story. A nun changes the lyrics of My God to My Guy, leaves the convent to become a lounge singer, and witnesses a murder. Evan.
Ghost?
No, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Katie, do you know the answer?
Sister Act?
That's right, Sister Act.
I know. And then as punishment, she ends up on The View. Two unemployed guys take $200 from a drug dealer in South Central, say hello to Felicia, and end the day people watching on the front porch. Evan.
Friday.
Yes, that's correct.
Two guys in suits and sunglasses kick out the members of their band one by one, returning one to his wife, Aretha Franklin, and then drive to an Illinois prison. Katie.
The Blues Brothers.
You got it.
I guess in that version, they're on a mission from Dog.
I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
Thank you. A Scottish nanny removes her big fake boobs and reveals he's a struggling, irresponsible actor, then marries the mother of his charges. Evan.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
That is correct.
This is your last clue. A middle-aged man becomes celibate, starts collecting action figures, and grows in his chest hair. Evan.
40-year-old virgin?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Let's go to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky, to find out how our contestants did.
Well, we have a tie.
Whoa.
Yes, we do. So we're going to go to a tiebreaker, and here it is. A construction worker puts a destroyed printer back together and becomes a bored software engineer who hates filling out SPT reports. Evan?
Office Space.
Office Space is right. Congratulations, Evan. You're one step closer to moving to our final round.